Thought for today. Learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. Learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. Learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. Have you ever realized that your imagination is the powerhouse of your universe? Your imagination is what makes living fun and worthwhile. You're living on this plane and you want to go skiing. You want to go sailing. You want to go and get a job. You want to have a beautiful new outfit, a dress or suit or whatever. You want to go to the Riviera, You want to go dancing. You want to read a book. You want to eat a very plush meal. You want to do everything. And when you do it, and you did it, then you say, okay, big deal. Ellen went to New Zealand, and she sat on the back of a boat hanging out over the tail end of it on a hammock as the boat was cruising along through the bay. Now, Ellen wanted to do that. She thought, hey, that'd be cool. I'm going to get in that hammock. It was so exciting. It was so exciting she had to do it. But after she did it, then she didn't pay attention to it anymore. That's what we do. We have all these wonderful imaginative things that come our way, and once we've done it, we don't pay attention to it anymore. It's been done. It's thrilling. I don't think she wants to hang on the back of another boat. It'll be all right, but it's not the big deal. What does Ellen really want to do? What do you really want to do? What do I really want to do? What do we want to do? Do I want to go sailing and skiing? And do I want to go reading a book? Do I want to climb a mountain? Do I want to play with the dogs? Do I want to go down to Doggy Beach because it's so much fun? If it's so much fun, why don't I go there every day? If it's so wonderful, why don't I do it all the time? You know, let's think about what things really are fun. And you got to admit this is true. And if you don't admit this is true, you got to admit it anyhow. Let's say breathing. Isn't that fun? Just imagine if you weren't breathing right now under the present circumstance, you would think, whoops, I better do something or else I'm going to not be here anymore. Breathing is a very wonderful thing, and we do it all the time. Okay. Eating, that's a wonderful thing. We do it all the time. We find it great joy in eating. Well, big deal. Some days we have big meals, and some days we have small meals. Some days we have juice. Some days we have nothing. Some days we have water. Oh, and there's nothing there. Oh, my goodness, we're going to die. Unless we decide to fast that day. And then we say, well, I'm fasting today. You haven't eaten for a whole day? You haven't eaten for a whole week? You've only drunk water for a whole week? Oh, my God, how can you do that? If I don't eat for a day or two, I'm just nothing. I'm just kaput, and so you are. Whatever you do with your imagination, whatever you tell yourself in your imagination, that's what you are. Now, just imagine yourself climbing a mountain. And the mountain is not too bad. It's just one of the Swiss mountains. The alpine walks going up there. People go for outings in the afternoon, and they walk up the mountain path. Nothing tremendously hard, but you go over there and you walk that path. Oh, this is so beautiful. I have such wonderful thoughts going through my head while I'm walking up this mountain. And I look at all of the valley down below, and I look at all of the other mountains with the snow caps, and it's so glorious. Oh, it's so wonderful. These people here in Switzerland, they don't know what they've got. They sit in their houses with the windows closed. They don't even look out the window to see this beautiful view that is breathtaking before them. Well, as with all things, It may be breathtaking for a while, and then you settle down into doing the things that you really want to do. Now, what are the things that you really want to do? Well, you give Ingeborg a knitting needle and a little bit of yarn, and she's in heaven, just knitting away and having a great time. Now, Ingeborg has the privilege of sitting there and looking at me and seeing how handsome I am and how wonderful I am. She has the privilege of doing this, and what does she do? She looks at her knitting. Now, that's not very complimentary, but it's realistic. I mean, as in the Swiss Alps, how often can you look at the mountains? After a while, it becomes part of the scenery. Now, if I were Mother Teresa and I were sitting up here, I'm sure I would have all your rapt attention and you would be looking at me with great interest. Why? Because I'm unusual. I'm not the ordinary thing. I'm something special. If I were a talking dog, you would certainly look at me and give me a lot of attention. But if I were a talking dog and I talked a lot, and I was your dog, you would oftentimes say, "Will you shut up? Will you be quiet, dog?" You know, and other people go, "A talking dog, my goodness sakes, don't you realize that's a wonderful thing?" It's not a wonderful thing when you got it in your house. So, when we can have a little bit of understanding of what's going on, it brings our imagination into a wonderful focus. Now, what you'd like to do is to have a very wonderful life. You'd like to have a very fulfilling life. You'd like to have a life that brings you all the adventure that you could ever imagine. And you want this adventure. You want this adventure beyond all other things. You go to the monastery and you're almost done with your training, and then you quit because you got to run away and you got to go do something. That's okay. You're going to tech school or trade school, and then you quit right in the middle of your course because you want to get married, or you want to do something else, or you're having a baby. You're right in the middle of your training for your music school. You're right in the middle of of some beautiful adventure, and then you stop and you go and do something else. Now, what's so thrilling about what we're doing? What's so thrilling about what we go away for? What we go away for, we could do equally well anywhere else. You see, if we go to something, we will have the most fulfilling adventure in our life. If we run away from something, then our life is a box of empty books. We have not gained the fulfillment from each experience that we have. Ellen will forever look at herself and say, "I am a pilot. I have soloed, but I don't have a license." Ellen will look at herself and say, "I was on the tournament for tennis, and I was supposed to go for the championship, but I decided to have a baby instead." Now, she'll never be happy with herself because she didn't go for the championship. It's not a matter that she wins or not. It's a matter that she goes. It's not a matter that she gets her license, but that she applies for it. It's not a matter that she gets her citizenship in another country, but that she applies for it, that she gives herself 100% to these things. You and I have all the privileges in the world, right where we are. I don't mean here at the monastery, but right where we are, right where our bodies are. And we have all the privileges in the world to accomplish greatness. And then we look at other people's lives and we say that they are superior to us. We look at the race car driver who is so successful. And then we look at the race car driver who crashed and he was in the hospital. And he came out of the hospital and he made himself learn how to drive again and made himself be beneficial to other handicapped people. What is it about that race car driver? What is it about him? He was not brilliant. He was not a genius. He was not fantastic. He believed in himself. He accomplished each goal as he went along. And he left no unfinished business behind him. He accomplished each goal as he went along, and he became fabulous. And he wasn't fabulous because he was a hero. He was fabulous because he liked himself. He liked himself. He had personal integrity, which allowed him to stand up and say, whatever I choose to do, I do it from beginning to end. My life is not a series of unfinished activities. My life is a series of finished activities. Right, Button? Button looked at me and says, you know, that's right, Dad. You just keep talking like that. When our life is a series of finished activities, we like ourselves. Learning this can put wings on the feet of your imagination. Because now you can start looking at yourself and say, what is it that I want to do? I taught each one of you to knit. You say, well, Herb, you didn't teach me. I knew how before. I said I taught each one of you to knit. If I hadn't gotten those knitting needles, and if I hadn't gotten the knitting, you wouldn't be knitting. If I hadn't gone out and got the yarn and got all these things, you wouldn't be knitting. Am I the reason you're knitting? All right, so I'm the reason you're knitting. And I taught you how to knit. You may have known how to do it before, but you didn't do it now until I encouraged you to do it. So I taught you how. I showed you how. I gave you all of the techniques and how to do it. You say, well, Herb, that's kind of interesting. I'm putting imagination on your scale of thinking. I'm putting the idea that you can do anything. But whatever you do, do it completely. We have students who do the University of Healing courses, and they don't read the course 3 times a day for 7 days before they send it in. They read it once, maybe twice. They do the test and send it in. And they think they're so proud. They're so proud to cheat on the program they have agreed to take on. Will they be the outstanding people, the outstanding ministers for the organization with that type of background? No. Because they will know that they have been a cheat. They will know that they have made a travesty of the organization and the program that they say they believe in. Will they have miracles in their life? As many as they could? Not at all. You see, when you don't finish what you start, when you don't go to the limit of what you have the capacity of going for, you miss out so much in life. You think, well, Herb, you're merely talking about staying at the monastery and being a monk here and doing things. No, I'm not. I sincerely am not. If there was no one here in the monastery except me, this would be an easy operation. I would cut down on tremendous bills, and I would also not have to give 3 talks a day, 4 talks a day. I really am not complaining about it, but I wouldn't have to. I would give them anyhow, because I think it's fun. I put them on the internet for people who want to listen to them. But you see, I wouldn't do a lot of things. And I would do a lot of other things and just have a ball. But there were times that I was running the organization alone and things went along just beautiful. But you're here. Now, why are you here? You're here to have me put wings on your imagination and let you soar in all of the magic and wonder of who you are. You say you're ready for that, but are you really ready? Are you ready to complete everything you start? Right now, each one of you is doing the courses again. You have finished them. You finished your doctorates. You finished all of your basic work. You have your certificates. You have the final one too, right? Or are you still working on it? You haven't got the second one?
Certificate, no.
You finished it, didn't you?
Yes.
Why haven't you got it?
I didn't get it.
What kind of a show are you running there, Ellen? You will. And we'll have to have a big celebration about it. So, this is important. You see, stand up for whatever it is. Did you finish? Yep. Okay, and was it published in the GIST?
Yes.
That was a long time ago. That was on the Unicorn, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for goodness sakes, how could we not have done that? Was Stefan here at the time?
Yes.
Well, we'll blame it on him then. So, and he had other things on his mind. So, we don't want to ever do that. We want to make sure that any of our students, this is why using the student card is so important. On the student card, it's listed everything. It's listed when they matriculate, when they graduate, when they do their various lessons, when they send it in, which ones are missing, and so forth. And that's a little detail work. But you see, when you have a lot of fish, sometimes... it means a lot of chiefs, you know. When you have a lot of chiefs, sometimes the little Indian work doesn't get done like it should. So, learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. So now we're learning to be ourselves and have fun. We're learning to stand up for what we believe in. We're learning to finish whatever we start. And a number of our students have written to us and said, "Hey, I didn't have my certificate yet. I didn't get my degree yet." And so instantly I would look at their file and I'd say, "Well, you didn't send in your last two book reports yet. You didn't send in this or that." And I enjoy the University of Metaphysics with Dr. Leon Masters. He has a little statement that he sends out to people in the very beginning. "This course costs X dollars. When all the money is paid for the course, you will receive your certificates. You can take all the courses and everything, but no certificates until you pay for the course. No ordination, no certificates, no nothing." And of course, that's his business. And if you go to any traditional university, if you don't pay your fees, you do not get your degrees. That's interesting, fees and degrees. And this is how life is. You may get your certificate. You may get it, and you may not have earned it because you didn't follow through with all the things that you were supposed to do. You, in your heart, will feel unhappy about getting a degree you didn't deserve. A lot of people do this. A lot of people are so ashamed of themselves for not having fulfilled things in the way they should have that they cannot apply it. They receive the certificates and they know they haven't earned them, so they put them in the drawer and pay no attention to it. The person who comes to mind is Stefan. I personally was very proud of each certificate that I earned. And I went into Stefan's drawer, and here were all the certificates piled on top of each other in the drawer, and some in the back of the closet. And I thought, why does he have no respect for his certificates? Perhaps when he was doing the coursework, he didn't do it thoroughly. He didn't do it honestly. He didn't read it three times a day, and then at the end of the week, do the work. Now, I'm not trying to knock Stefan for this, but I'm saying any time a person does not respect the certificates that they've earned, they haven't really earned them. Any time a person does not respect themselves, they will put themselves forward with their chin down. Any time a person does not like himself and does not fly forth on the wings of imagination, they will find life to be a difficult thing for them all of their life. And as long as that's what they're doing, it's going to be tough. Now, you've seen others the same way. You've seen others the same way. And just don't you be that way. Learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. You can soar with the seagulls. You can be a Jonathan. And Jonathan wasn't really so great. Jonathan just followed his dream. And in following his dream, he was cast out of society. And here he was an outcast, and he became the symbol for many people. Because many people are cast out by society. Not for what they did wrong, but because society wanted to take advantage of that, for whatever reason. Be careful. Be careful how you judge yourself or how you judge others. Be careful what you enter into. And if you enter into something, finish it. It doesn't matter if things change as you go along, you finish them. Whatever you start, finish it with all of your heart. Finish it and make it something you're proud of. If you take on more than you can handle, you're very foolish. If, for instance, John, with the work that he does, he has many projects. Well, all he has to do is make out a form, lay it out on a sheet of paper, and give it to Ellen, and say, Ellen, or give it to Sylvia here as the abbot, and say, here is my schedule, this is what I plan to do. And if you put other things in there, then I won't be able to do those, but that's okay. I will do whatever you tell me to do, but this is my schedule. And as he has this schedule, then you can work with him, and you can work with yourself. You know what's going on. But if you don't have his schedule, you cannot work with him on accomplishing his goal. Now, what is John's goal here? John's goal here is to reveal his divinity within him. John's goal here is to walk his spiritual path. And how does he walk his spiritual path? Being himself and having fun. But he's here to walk his spiritual path. He's not here to walk his physical path. He's not here to be a great man in the garden. He's not here to be a great man on the computers. He's not here to be a great man in any human way. He is here to walk his spiritual path, and while walking his spiritual path, he is here to be himself and have fun. But you see, it's walking the spiritual path that makes the difference. If we ever forget why we're here, if we ever forget that we're here on campus to walk our spiritual path, then we have missed the boat very, very seriously. We have missed it. Our integrity should stand up and guide us as we are doing these things in a very powerful way. But unfortunately, it doesn't always do that. It doesn't always do that because sometimes we feel that we have other things that must take precedence. We feel that we must do all sorts of things that will take us away from our program. Now, I could say we want vacations, we want trips, we want things like that. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. What I mean is, what is our everyday thought? Is our everyday thought, and I like me? Is an everyday thought being yourself and having fun in a positive, dynamic way? Or is sometimes your thought, oh, I don't like this, or I don't like them, or I don't like that, or this is no fun, or why am I doing this, and why am I doing that? You see, the moment you feed that into your consciousness, you destroy yourself on your spiritual path. Oh, you're on a human path, which is a spiritual path too, but you destroy yourself from being one-pointed on the idea of who are you. Now, if you're going to be yourself, you're going to like yourself. And if you don't like yourself, you're going to make stupid remarks about yourself and others. I can't do this. I don't know them. Why are they messing me up like this? And when you have those sort of thoughts going through your mind, you're killing yourself. You're moving yourself backward, if you will, from your divine direction into your human direction. And the human direction is a perfectly wonderful direction. Many billions of people are walking that direction. But what have you pledged for yourself? You have pledged for yourself that you want to walk your spiritual path. And you have pledged for yourself that you want the wings of imagination under you. You pledge to yourself that you want to do whatever is going to make you happy, whatever is going to fulfill your life. Indecision, it does not make you happy. The lack of fulfillment of anything that you've started does not make you happy. No matter what it is, and this is some of the things that we teach you here. I take you away from jobs that you're proficient in just as you reach the point where it's fun. You have done the learning, and now you're applying it, and it's fun. And you say, well, why'd you take me away from that? I was just getting good on that. Well, when I take you away, then you release the point of having to be possessed by it. Now, I'm saying to you that you should finish what you start. And then I say to you, I'm taking away the things that you're doing, not letting you finish it. Well, how do you finish what you start? You finish it in your heart. Have you mentally seen yourself having finished what you started? Or are you needing to have the physical demonstration of finishing what you start? Think of those things. They're very subtle, they're very important, but they're very dynamic. You are the master of everything. You see it from beginning to end in your consciousness. It does not have to be a physical thing. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. When a person, for instance, let's take Bill Gates. He didn't finish college, and he mentions it all the time that he didn't finish college. But he took what he learned in college and applied it and became very competent in what he did. What did college teach Bill Gates? It taught him discipline, it taught him basic functional things. But then he went on from that, and he applied it very thoroughly and very seriously. Do you think Bill Gates would be a wise man, even at this age, to finish his undergraduate college work? Yes. He would be a wise man to take the time and finish his because then he would never say again he didn't finish. You see, it's such a subtle but dynamic thing. If Bill Gates had said to himself, I have learned what I wanted to learn out of college, and now I'm going to apply it. But you didn't get your degree yet. That doesn't matter. I have learned what I wanted to learn, I'm going to apply it. He would never say, I didn't finish college. He would never go around saying, he's the most rich man in the world. He is a brilliant man. He is outstanding. He could teach the colleges. He could buy the colleges, in fact, you know. But the thing is, anytime you ever say, I didn't finish this or I didn't finish that, what you're saying is that I feel incomplete. And if you ever feel incomplete, you're not going to be a successful person, a winner. Bill Gates may have all the money, the richest man in the world. He may have success in his business. But in his heart, he didn't finish college. Now, he's the one who said it. He's the one who pointed it out. If he were to go around saying, when I got what I needed out of college, I went out and applied it. I got what I wanted. Or, I never went to college. I just read the books and applied it, and I'm brilliant. Can you see how that works? So, you cannot, in the most subtle way, undermine yourself without destroying yourself utterly. Learning puts wings on the feet of imagination. The feet of imagination are your dreams, your desires, your goals, your aspirations of what is really important to you. Flow with it. Let your heart come alive with who and what you are. Because in my book, you're fantastic. And I love you very, very much. Bless you.